Bavakama Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. We continue our discussion of the Chiyuvim of Kefil, Dalet, Vehei, that are the Hoysofos that the Torah put as a Knas on top of the regular Dmei Ahezik, which is true by any Mazik, that a person, if a person steals a Chevitz worth $100, he has to pay $100. Same way if he broke it, if he banged into it and he caused damage of $100, he has to pay. So if he's a Gazan, or he was a Ganav also. But besides for that, the Torah imposed for the Maisa Gneva an Oynish Momen of an extra additional amount, the 100, plus if it was a Shor Usen, Tovach Umocha, so then the Halacha is Mechuyiv another 2 or another 3 by a Shor Usa. Gonav Al Pi Shnayim, let's say he stole Al Pi 2 Edim. We'll learn later on in Yitz Hashem that there's exes hakosuv, that moment a person can be mechayiv even when there's no edim. If he comes in the bezni, admits the halacha is hoy does b'adim kame edim dami. Masha'en kein knas could only become mechuyiv al pi edim, not al pi his own hoy do. That's exes hakosuv. Over here we have a gonav al pi shnayim. He stole, and there were 2 edim on the ma'isa gneva, so he's already chayiv kefil. But then on the Maisa Tvichu Mechiru V'Tavachu Mocher Al Pihem Oy Al Pishnayim Achem, the same 2 Edim saw him shecht it or sell it. Interesting, by the way, we might point out that the idea of Mechira is an interesting idea. Shimon steals a Sef from Reuven and he sells it to Levi. With what is the sale considered a valid sale? Because it's meaningless. Shimon took a Chavis that doesn't belong to him and he sold it. Could Shimon sell a chavis that belongs to Reuven? The Poshta answer is, the sale is not valid. What would be if after Shimon sells the set to Levi, the Edim, Bezdin, and they find out who it's really Reuven's set, so they'll take it away from Levi and they'll give it to Reuven. There is a possibility that after Yush and Shini Rishus, Yush would mean that the original victim, Reuven, was already Miyayish. That means he had already given up hope and already it's considered out of his rishus. Plus there's a shini rishus of the fact that it's no longer biyad haganav, it's biyad somebody else, biyad Levi. The tziruf of yish and shini rishus would be koine b'din shini, but we'll learn more about that in Yitz Hashem later on. There's a possibility to understand the din of mechir that way, but the pashtus is that ein hachanami, the mechir is taka a joke. Mechir doesn't work. The Chafetz, if found out, will go back from Levi. The cell will be given back to Reuven. But Lamaisa, he did another Maisa. Shimon did, besides for Gneva, he added insult to injury, and he not only stole the cell, but he also sold it. He also removed it from his rishus. Same way, besides for stealing it, he was Tevech and he shechted it. So the halacha is that that secondary Maisa is Mechayvim another Knas. Does it make a difference if the original 2 Edim were made on the Tvichu Mechira or a Oya Al Pishnayim Achem? No. Either way, Mishalom Tashlume Abov HaChamisha. This sounds like a straightforward din. We'll add one knetch that the Gemara has an Arichus on, Daf Ayin, the famous sugya of Dova V'Lechatzi Dova. And that means, Chazal understand that Edus has to be when 2 Edim are made on something, they have to be made on something which is a Dovah Sholem B'fnei Atzmei. The classic example of that would be, what happens if 2 Edim want to be made that a Kotan or a Ketana be turned into a Godel or a Gdol, L'gabi Ani Alokha, L'gabi Oinshim, L'gabi Gerushim, V'Kedushim, L'gabi Mekachum Emkar, the physical evidence that a Kotan became a Godel is Shtei Cyrus. Shtei Sairus means there has to be 2 pieces of physical evidence. What happens, let's say one aid saw one sar and another aid saw another sar. That's not called eidus on Shtei Sairus. Each aid is saying something which is meaningless. So the 2 of them together is not called an eidus. Eidus has to be on a Dovah Sholem. Not one aid said on one part or another aid said on another part. Another example is, Reuven owns a field. If Shimon now wants to prove, he doesn't have a shtar, he wants to prove that the field belongs to him, we'll learn Mitz Hashem, the 3rd parak in Bava Basra, he has to bring Edim that he was mishtamish in the field 3 years. It's called Cheskes Gimel Shana. If one aid is made that he was there, that Shimon ate peiros of the field 1 year, a second aid on the second year, a third aid on the third year, over there also, each year kishalatzmai wouldn't be evidence that the field belongs to him. It's only if he eats for 3 years. So it's three of them together, each one teaming up with the other two, for each one adding a third. No. Dovav alechatzi dovav. L'chor, there would be a makom to say that edus of tvichu mechira, if there's no preceding gneva, is not a maisa that's mechayev knas of gimel, of another beis or gimel. So melet chatzi dovav. So over here we say, Taisis Yantiv says al pidi gemara, that this is not an example of that. Why? Because since the edus of the gneva is a dovav shalom, gneva is an act that's significant. It has a chi of karen plus a chi of kefil. So memela it kishalatzmai is an edus. So memela the edus on the tvichu mechira is considered also an edus bifnei atzmai, and therefore even though it's al pi two separate kite edus, each one is considered an edus and then team up to be mechayev dal vehei. That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Gonav u'mocher b'shabbos, he stole and he was mocher b'shabbos. Gonav u'mocher l'avodah zarah, he was stole and he sold it to avodah zarah. Person not allowed to do business to avodah zarah. Same way person not allowed to do business on Shabbos. Neither one is a maisa aveira that carries with it chiv misa. Gonav u'tovach b'yom ha'kippurim. We're coming lafuke. All these cases, the second maisa that he did are not maisa v'mechayiv, an oynish misa. Therefore, there won't be what we learned about earlier in the Masechta and in other places, the halacha of kom le'bidirab minei. Mocha b'shabbos is no chiv misa. Mocha l'avodzah is no chiv misa. Gonav u'tovach b'yom ha'kippurim. He did a maisa tvicha, shchita, on Yom Kippur. Now that's really significant, because that's an issa deraisa of shechting a behem on Yom Kippur. Gevalt, there's no heta vechel nefesh. Savada achi, of course there is for doing malach on Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah holds that kom lebi derab mine is only when there's a chi of misa and bez, not when there's a chi of kefil. I'm sorry, not when there's a chi of chorus. La fuke the tana that holds that there's kom lebi derab mine on a chi of chorus. The name the Gemara gives for that tana is from the Chunya ben Akona. Gonav Mishel Oviv, another case where nothing to do with Kamle B'Dirab Mine, but a case where there'll be able to be a Chiv of Tvichu Mechiru, is he stole from his father. Stealing from one's father is also an act of Gneva. His father didn't let him. He went to his father's barn. He stole a Seh. V'tovach u'mochar. V'achakach meis Oviv. And then the father died. That means that he be'etzim did an act that was guilty and mechuyiv, it was chalan and mechuyiv, of gneva and dalvei. His father died then. The fact that part of the payment is going to go to himself, and he's not going to have to pay, does not take away from the chiyuv that he has klapi his brothers. We'll see in the sefer of the Mishnah. Gonav v'tovach, he stole the seh, he shechted it, after that he was magdish the seh. B'shas he was teveachit, it belonged to the nignav. So mel, that's called gnevu tvich mechir, the zechiv dal vehe. The fact that he was magdish it now belongs to kodshim. And there is no din of dal vehe, legabe shechting or behema of kodshim, but it only became hegdish after the tvich mechir. Mishalom tashlumi abov v'chamisho. In all these cases, there's no reason why you shouldn't have to pay dal vehe. However, we'll see in Mishnah Dal the flip side of these type of cases when there would not be a chiv dal vehe, ayin shom. The Mishnah finishes off with another case. Gonav v'tolach l'rufua l'klovim. A person was gonav and he shechted either l'rufua because they needed meat for rufua, or they shechted it in order to feed it to hungry dogs. Or Hashoichet v'nimtza treifa, they shechted, and the shechita because it's matter the behemah la'achila. In the case of Ravu or Klovim, it's not really being used la'achila of Basuk Shera. Or what happens if it's takanat kosher because it was shechit v'nimtza treifa, so it's not roi la'achila. Or shechit chulun ba'zara, the behemah that was stolen, he then tried to bring a carbon, he goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he shechts it. The behemah belongs to the nignav. It wasn't magdashit. And it's chulun bazar. Chulun bazar, the halacha is that it's also to eat. It's also bahano. So in that case, the basur never became basur k'shera la'achila. The halacha is mishalom tashlume abo v'chamisha. He does pay tashlume abo v'chamisha, even though the shechita wasn't effective. Halacha is that he's chayiv. On that, that's the shita of the Tanakhama. The Mishnah brings a day of chalekas. Shimon poiter b'shnei elu. In the case of shechit v'nimtzis treifa. In the first two cases of lurfu l'klovim, I don't care what his intention is. L'maisa, the shechita was a shechita that was a yemata l'achila. The Torah says v'tovach, it means a shechita mo'yeles. Mashenke, in the second two cases of shechit v'nimtza treif or shechit chum bazar, the bosa never became muta b'achila. The definition of tficha is what's called shechita ru'uyo, a shechita that's matir l'achila. Now, the Tanakhama holds also that a shechita that's not a shechita, for instance, he shechted in a way that's possible that the behem is nevela. That's not shechita. Tovach means shechita. Reb Shimon's knech is that even though it was shechted, but it's not matir la'achila, that's not called a ma'aser shechita. Tanakhama holds that as long as the shechita is a shechita, for example, one learns Mizrachas Chulin, the halacha is that a behema which is shechted, if it's a trefa, the halacha is the fact that it was shechted is moitzi miyad nevela. It's not nevela, it's not an animal that died by itself. It just doesn't have a heter achila. That being said, the shechita is a shechita that is effective. Al-Kopan be moitzi miyad nevela. It's not like a behema that was meisi meilav. Mashenkin, if the behema was shechted with a knife that had a nick, which rendered the meisi shechita not a meisi shechita, the behema is mamash nevela. As if the behema dropped dead. It's not a meisi shechita. That would definitely not be called v'tovach. The Machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, which we find, by the way, in Chulin as well. L'mashal, let's say, if somebody is shecht and the behem is a trefa, is there a halacha of kisui adam? Kisui adam, the Torah says, when you shecht, is that called shechita? Shechita she'en eruya. Machlokes Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, which is really a Machlokes Reb Meir and Reb Shimon, in the Mishnayos in Chulin. The Gabi Oisev es benoi, kisui adam. Is shechita she'en eruya shmo shechita or loy shmo shechita? That's the Mishnah that's mavur over here. Mishnah Gimel, Gonav al Pishnaim, he was Goynev and there were two Edim. V'tovach u'mocher al Pihim, the same Edim were made on the Tvichu Mechiru. V'nimtzu u'zoymimim, the Allah of Edim Zoymim is Psukhum u'pasha Shoiftim. Really, the subject of Edim Zoymim is the subject of the first Perek in Maseches Makkos. What this means is that if Edim were made, anything about Ruvain, it doesn't make a difference if that Ruvain didn't have Erinis, Chayiv, and Einish, or that Reuven stole money and his chayiv. Anything that they wanted to do, the Edim wanted to do to Reuven, and then two other Edim came along, and not they argued with the first Edim's account. Then it would be a kosh of trey. But what they said is, Imanu hoyisem, you were with us to the first Edim, and there's no way that you could have seen what you claim you saw in New York on Wednesday on Wednesday, you were with us in Yerushalayim. Imanu ayisim b'mokim ployni. We believe the second kar edim, that's the first chiddush of the sugya of edim zaymim, and we believe them ad kedei kach, that we're mechayiv the first edim, kashazom alas lachim, ken yos aloi. We do to them, we give them the oynish, if it was Misa or Momon or Malkus or whatever it is. Ayin shom, the first parak of Malkus, for more information. So what the Mishnah tells us is that what happens if the Edim that were made, that Reuven said was stolen and shechted, or sold by Shimon. So the Edim effectively were creating a chiv abov v'chamisha on Shimon. V'nimtzu zoymim m'shalman hakol. They have to pay the whole arba v'chamisha to Shimon. Gonav al pishnayim v'tovach u'mocher al pishnayim acherim. If the Gneva was set upon by two Edim, that Shimon stole from Reuven was the first kat edim. V'tovach u'mocher al pishnayim acherim, but different kat edim came and said that he not only did gneva, but tovach u'mocher. Elu ve'elu nimtzu zoymim, let's say both of them were found zoymim. Harishonim mishalmu tashlumei keva, because that was the kasha zomam. Lasis loche, v'achroinim mishalmu tashlumei shloisha. Nimtzu achroinim zoymim, let's say only the second kat edim that were made on the tvichu mechiru were found zoymim. Who mishalom tashlume kefil? Vehin mishalom tashlume shloisha. The etzim chiv gneva that was upheld. So melavadi, he has to pay tashlume kefil. Shimon has to pay to Reuven the nigzav, the nignav, Teshlumei Kefil. Vehein Misham Teshlumei Shloisha. He's going to make back his lost money because he had the attempt against him. By the other Edom, they're going to pay him back three. Echad min acharonim zoymim. This is a klal by Edom Zoymim that the chalois chiyuv teshlumim of Edom Zoymim to pay back kasha zom lasis lochiv is only eno Edom nasa zoymim at sheyezumu shnehem. But one aid of the two that's found zoymim, echad min acharonim zoymim, batla edu shneir. So we look at the aid that says null and void, but there's no chalois chiyuv teshlumim. It has to be chal on both of them simultaneously. Echad min harishonim zoymim. If there's an extra knetche, if one of the first cut of Edom became Zoymim, that means the first cut of Edom that were made that Shimon stole the Sef from Ruvain. Botlo kolo Edus, both kite Edus become botlo. Why? If one of the Edoms became a Zoymim of the first cut Edom, so it comes out that we have no Edom on an active Maisa Gneva of Shimon taking the Sef from Ruvain. If that's the case, the second kat edus is meaningless, because im ein gneva ein tvicha ve ein mechira. Gneva is the necessary hakdama to tvicha mechira. Tvicha mechira is not a chiyuv that exists as a vacuum. Well, let's explain why. If Shimon would take Ruvain seh and shecht it, shechting somebody else's seh is not an act of gneva. It's an act of hezek. So it'd be chayiv as a mazik, not a gneva. Gneva, which has a chiyuv kefil, is only taking it. Mechira, we explained that Shimon selling Reuven's seh is meaningless. It's a joke. You can't sell somebody else's thing. It's only after the ma'aser gneva, what the Torah calls mishtarshi, he adds another level. What we call in English, he added insult. The ganav added insult to injury. Reb Chaim even says a lashon, famously quoted, where the tficho mechir is not an independent act. Like we're saying, it would be either mais and mazik or nothing. It's only because he cements the mais and gneva. Not only did he steal it, but he did away with the seh. Now did he steal it, he even unloaded the stolen seh. That mais is a hemshcha de gneva. Im ein gneva, ein tficho mechir. So if the first Edus became bottle because one of them became Zoymim, some other second Edus is bottle. There's no, it's not Shaykhakir. There's a Shvekhat that Reb Kivega struggles with over here, which is a Pashta Taina, is that if you were Mazim, if Bezdin was Mazim, one of the first Kete Edim, so then we have no existing Edus that Shimon stole from Reuven. So what was Shimon shechting, or what was he selling? Maybe he was selling his own. It's not just im ein gneva, ein tvichu mechira. It's more than that. Maybe there's no tvichu mechira because it was legitimate. It's his. Where's the edus that Shimon did it to Reuven says? You have to say somehow that you know that the seh does not belong to Reuven. Somehow it's Shimon's, but not that Shimon would be chayv al gneva. Don't know. I don't know what the case would be. Maybe that Reuven's seh wandered into Shimon's rishus. Shimon never did a ma'aser gneva. It's not his fault. It ended up in his barn, and then he shechted it. So without an act of gneva, the memela would be no chiyuv tvichu mechira, but not that we actually have a real tzad. There's no real doubt that the seh belongs to Shimon. It certainly belongs to Reuven. Something like that. Kivega has a problem with this case.